You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to Pod TST. I'm Kenneth Arthur, and today I want to talk about four Rams who have been conspicuously silent this week in training camp. Four players who you might have expected to hear more about, but there really hasn't been much reported on these players, while there has been some positive reports coming in on other players. And I'm not out to say that these players are doing poorly at camp. We don't want to say that quite yet. You know, A, no pads have been put on in training camp practices yet. And, you know, it's just such a small sample size. It doesn't really matter in the long run. You know, if you wind up on the conspicuously quiet list, okay, it really does not matter. So if you're one of these four players or you like one of these four players, this is in no way condemning their futures. It's just a fact that some guys like Terrell Burgess or even Tristan Jackson, who I just came across now just because I was like, well, have I heard from Tristan Jackson? And then I looked up, as I did with all these players, I looked up, you know, sort of the news on him in the last week. And there was positive reports about Tristan Jackson out there in training camp that he was getting a lot of work. And, you know, as a guy that was on the roster last year, it'll be interesting to see if he makes it or if Ben Skowronek, another guy who has had positive reports coming out of training camp, fighting for a roster spot there, whether or not he or Jackson would make it. But there are reports coming out of camp. Terrell Burgess is a guy who has had positive reports out of camp. Trayvon Howard and Ernest Jones, there have been some guys out there with camp. You know, Ernest Jones is kind of like, that's a reach a little bit, because really, I think Sean McVay has just said that they're all excited. Well, here's what he has said about Ernest Jones. For Ernest, he's a guy that's an instinctual player. There's a lot of information for these young guys to absorb, whether you're on offense or defense, but I've been really pleased with his progression. Linebackers coach Chris Shula has done an excellent job with him. I think the more he feels comfortable, the more reps, the more that he can just kind of play fast and not worry about thinking so much. I think you're starting to see that show itself out here. So there is a linebacker there, Ernest Jones, who is getting some positive mention from the head coach. Obviously, Sean McVay does press conferences all the time through training camp, through the season. So there's plenty of knowledge out there about some players, but for these guys, I just haven't really heard anything. I haven't really seen anything. You know, there are, and these are guys who were expected to play bigger roles this year, so you would have expected them above a lot of others to get mentioned, and the fact that they're not is why they're conspicuously not mentioned. And one of those, the first of those, is a linebacker. Why haven't we heard anything really about Terrell Lewis? He's a guy who had high expectations coming out of the draft, a third round pick that a lot of people said, hey, well, if he can just stay healthy, this is like a first round pick in terms of his athletic traits, his, you know, what they were expecting at Alabama as one of the top recruits at Alabama. And Terrell Lewis has I haven't heard that he's injured. I haven't heard that he's not playing. Really just haven't heard anything. And you would have expected too that the edge rushing position would be one that he really could win if he was healthy there, opposite of Leonard Floyd among the linebackers, because out of that competition, when you're talking about Justin Hollins and Agbania Okoronkwo, There were some Chris Garrett, the seventh round pick. You would have thought Terrell Lewis has a real shot there to get a lot of snaps, and he may still be the guy who gets, you know, the most snaps there, or has a big camp or a big preseason. But so far through these first, you know, 7 days or so of Rams training camp, not a lot has been said about Terrell Lewis, and a lot of questions have been asked on Twitter by fans. You know, what's going? How is he doing? What's going on with Terrell Lewis? And there still hasn't been much out there on him. So Terrell Lewis has to be the one that I think headlines this list, because he really seems like a guy that, if he's healthy, we were expecting, oh, this is like one of the big prospects the Rams build around if he's healthy. Haven't heard that he's not healthy, really, so that's kind of one of the big question marks. Another guy from last year's draft class who was expected to get a bump in notoriety or notability or whatever, any of the no's, was Bryson Hopkins. They were hoping he had a nose for tight end. And Bryson Hopkins, fourth round pick out of Purdue. Father was an offensive lineman, a very good offensive lineman named Brad Hopkins, mostly with the Titans and Oilers. And, you know, Bryson Hopkins, you would have thought, okay, Gerald Everett had his final year with the Rams. Bryson Hopkins didn't play a single offensive snap during his rookie season. Maybe that's not a bad sign. You know, the Rams had their two starting tight ends. That's plenty of tight ends. And then, you know, Johnny Munt had some experience there too. But no offensive snaps last year, and no word about Bryson Hopkins really much of anything through the first week of training camp. And you would have thought he has definitely the inside track to be the number two tight end. Jacob Harris is far too raw. Johnny Munt, you know, has not really proven to be a number two tight end. Kendall Blanton is going into his third year with the Rams and has had some positive reports out of camp. Again, another guy that's gotten some positive reports out of camp is Kendall Blanton. So I think you got to look at Bryson Hopkins and wonder, when's more news going to come out about him? When the preseason games, how's he, how many snaps is he going to get? How's he going to look? What's the rotation going to be? What's the depth chart going to be? And so Bryson Hopkins is a guy that, you know, not, you would have thought maybe he's coming into the NFL almost more ready, you know, and so far no snaps, and we're not sure how his training camp is going in year two. I'm also not sure how Bobby Evans' training camp is going in year three. Bobby Evans slated to be the starting right guard when Rams opened camp, and that Austin Corbett would move from right guard to center. Sean McVay did say this past week, you know, that he thinks Austin Corbett can be one of the best centers in the NFL, you know, if all goes well. So you would think that Austin Corbett, you know, and again, there's a something positive said about Austin Corbett. You think if that's the case, then Bobby Evans is looking good at right guard, but we just haven't really heard much about Bobby Evans. There hasn't been much report on Bobby Evans, only some reports that, you know, Austin Corbett could be a guard again, and that Brian Allen, you know, maybe he'll get an opportunity to start at center. But you know, it's, again, it's not saying that Bobby Evans isn't going to be the right guard and a good one, but it definitely does say that there isn't anything much said. And that's interesting, because Bobby Evans was probably the player where you would have the most questions, where you would have the most like, well, hey, what's going on with this offensive lineman? Even more so than Austin Corbett, you know, even more so than Andrew Whitworth in his 39th year of life. You would have thought, you know, lots of talk about Bobby Evans. Not much said about Bobby Evans. Remember, the Rams have started the last couple of years with Joseph Noteboom at left guard, and then ended up with David Edwards. And very quickly after the start of both of those seasons because of injuries. And, you know, now here's Joseph Noteboom, still a backup reserve offensive lineman, a pretty good one, a pretty good versatile player who might, you know, he has a very interesting future, and it's kind of funny that he is one of the Rams backups right now, which, again, like, Joseph Noteboom, is he a better guard than Bobby Evans. I mean, there's not really any way to know yet because of the way things are shaken out. And do you want to take Joseph Noteboom away from, you know, being your reserve utility offensive lineman? And so not a lot said about Bobby Evans. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a great thing. Maybe you don't want to hear, you know, because, you know, if he was having a terrible camp, you would hear about that too. And so, like, you know, don't take this list as being a condemnation of anything. It's just saying that thought we would have heard a little bit more. Maybe we will hear this week when the pads go on. And finally, another linebacker. This time I'm going to shout out, maybe not the shout out that he wants, but I'm going to shout out Kenny Young, who, you know, has gotten a positive shout out from Sean McVay. So I'm not going to say that Kenny Young hasn't gotten, you know, a positive shout out in that same article from, and I also want to shout out the LA Football Network's podcast, episode 205. I listened to that, and that's where they talked about, or one of the hosts talks about how he just hasn't seen much good necessarily, maybe out of Bryson Hopkins yet through training camp. So that's one of the sources on Bryson Hopkins not having a good training camp there at the LA Football Network podcast, episode 205, about an hour and 15 minutes into that podcast, hour and 10 minutes into that podcast. You can hear him say that. But here's what Sean McVay said about Traven Howard. And I thank the Rams Wire for putting this together. But I've been really pleased with him, McVay said. You felt so bad for him last year because he was doing so many good things. Really liked the look in his eye. He's out here. He's got a good bounce in his step. I think he's really done a nice job of continuing to progress as a whole. That group, you look at the experience. T. Howard is doing a great job. I want him to stay healthy. You've got Micah Kizer. Troy Reader played a lot of ball. Really love what Kenny Young has done. He's got a great energy. The confidence that he gained from last year and all the success that he had. Ernest was asked about earlier, and we're excited about him as well. A lot of good depth. These guys are positively pushing one another, and it's going to be exciting to see how it shakes out. And yes, maybe that is the key here, is the depth. But Kenny Young, you know, he might have been the guy that a lot of people expected to be a starter when the offseason began, and it feels like Traven Howard and maybe Ernest Jones and Micah Kizer, could these all three of these guys be ahead of him on the inside linebacker depth chart? Seems like Justin Hollins could have an inside track at starting at outside linebacker over Terrell Lewis. So you would have Justin Hollins and Leonard Floyd at the two outside spots. And you might have Traven Howard, you know, getting one of those inside jobs where, you know, he was expected to start at inside linebacker last year before he got hurt. If he's back and has that same energy, has that same ability, and is healthy, then there's no reason for Sean McVay necessarily to demote him from where he thought he was a year ago, especially since, you know, the Rams don't have anyone screaming for those jobs, which, you know, so far we just haven't heard very much on Kenny Young when you would have expected him to maybe be more consistently talked about, or somebody else would have been consistently talked about. And right now, you know, it's definitely seems to be a wide open competition. So those are four players who maybe are conspicuously a little quiet. And this has been an episode of Pod TST. It's a podcast that's going to come out pretty regularly. So please subscribe and you'll get the next episode. How about that?